Hey, how's everybody doing? This is my Lakers Outlook, and in this episode, I'm going to be going over some of the things that happened since my last podcast. So my last podcast was right around when we went ahead and hired Darvin Ham to be our next head coach. So since then, a couple of things have happened. He let go of a couple of the coaches, including David Fizdale. So I like David Fizdale, me personally. I know he was kind of a defensive-minded coach. And I also love when you have a coach that has been a head coach because they've been through the war. They kind of know what they're doing for the most part. Like even like a coach like Mike Brown, I would not like him as a head coach. But as an assistant coach, that to me, that would be an asset because he's been a head coach before. He kind of knows what he's going through as far as that. I just don't think necessarily he's a head coach. David Fizdale, but we can speak a little bit differently about whether I think he's a head coach or not. I think he may still have potential to be, but I kind of understand once Darvin Ham kind of explained it. He doesn't like coaches that are one side of the ball. He likes coaches that kind of are both-minded, even though he did preach a lot about defense starting offense, but he said he wants coaches that don't just specialize in one thing. So brought in Rasheed Wallace. So we'll see how that goes. One thing about Rasheed Wallace is if he coaches just like he plays, he's not going to take no crap for, you know, from the players as far as like excuses on why they're not doing this or why they're not doing that. So that's one thing to look out for. He doesn't have an extensive coaching career or resume, but neither does Darvin Ham. So we'll see how everything as far as those aspects goes. I'm very intrigued to see where these aspects goes. Now, since then, we have started free agency, and Lakers picked up a couple people. We don't have a ton of money, so I knew we wasn't going to do too much. We did pick up Lonnie Walker, which I think it was an excellent pickup for us. We picked up Juan Toscano-Anderson, who is like a athletic defensive player who can knock down the shot. We picked up Damian Williams, who's probably not going to get a ton of minutes, but it's good to have some size. I would like to see him be able to step out a little bit more. I know he does shoot it a little bit, but I would like to see that. We also got Thomas Bryant back. So when we originally had Thomas Bryant, I thought he was just soft looking and just played soft. So we'll see. He had a lot of passion, but I just felt like he played soft. So we'll see how things progress as far as that aspect. But I just thought he played soft for the most part. Now, he can shoot the three, and he's a big man, nice size. Hopefully, I haven't watched him recently, but hopefully he's toughened up, and we're going to see where that goes, but it is good to have a big that can stretch the floor. And we also got Troy Brown Jr., a pretty decent three-point shooter, so I am excited about that. Once again, we don't have too much money to do a lot, so I didn't expect us to be big swingers in the free agency. We got a couple of pieces. I think we made some smart moves as far as that aspect. So I can't complain about what we did with what we have. Now, you guys know how I am. I'm not going to harp about it too much just because I don't pay attention to stuff. I do pay attention. I don't take stuff to heart until it actually happens. So I know there's a lot of trade rumors going around Russell Westbrook and Kyrie Irving. If it happens, then I'll make a podcast talking about it. From what they say, it's not just going to be a straight up trade like that. There's going to be multiple pieces, which makes sense because Russ gets paid more than Kyrie. The trade rumors that they're talking about, in my opinion, we would benefit no matter which way it goes. However, like I said, I'm not going to harp too much about it. They say it's alive. We'll see if that's true. I'm just saying that for what we have right now, Russ still has to play better. I'm glad we got some shooters, some more athleticism, some younger talent. Let's see and hope that it translates with the with wins. Thing number one, Anthony Davis has got to stay healthy. I know there was an or he said, I mean, he has since picked up a basketball, but there was a little thing where he was saying he hasn't picked up a basketball since the end of the season. And I know that got Kevin Garnett to come on and said Anthony Davis should be better than he is, which I agree. I still think even if he picked up a basketball, the injuries are, to me, the number one thing that deters him from being as great as he could be. Anyways, I appreciate you guys for listening. Let me know what you think. Comment. Share this. Until next time, y'all. Peace.